Okay, so you want to demonstrate the contribution culture and sport are making to your community, or you need to explain why your service should get public money. Well, we're here to help you do that with a flexible toolkit, helping you to create an outcomes framework for culture and sport. You can tailor your framework to exactly what you need it to do. You can create your own outcomes framework across the whole of culture and sport, or just say for libraries, for your organization, or jointly with others, covering everything that's important in your area, or sticking to one theme such as strong communities, children and young people, or the economy. And we've broken down the key components so you can find an easy and effective way to go about it. So why is it a good idea to have an outcomes framework? We all know culture and sport are facing tough times. So you need to show how your service is making a difference and what taxpayers are getting for their money. An outcomes framework will do that, and more besides. It will show other organisations why they should be working with you. It will help you with commissioning. And then there's what it will bring to business and service planning too. Anyone working in the culture and sport sector can use the toolkit, but local authority heads of service may get the most out of it. Okay, so how does it work? Our outcomes framework has four elements: an outcomes triangle, a logic model, sources of evidence, and a set of performance indicators. How it works? The outcomes triangle gives an overview of how culture and sport contribute to local priorities, either overall or under a specific policy theme, such as strong communities. It shows the different levels of outcome that culture and sport contribute to. The logic model illustrates the main links between service activities and local outcomes. It shows understanding of the benefits of culture and sport to individuals, communities, and places, and how these in turn contribute to the achievement of intermediate and overarching strategic outcomes. The evidence section underpins the outcomes triangle and the logic model. It lists the sources of local and national evidence that best demonstrate the contribution of culture and sport to the outcomes. The set of performance indicators is how you measure the contribution of culture and sport to the outcomes. Everything you need to help you create your own framework is on our website, including examples of outcome triangles, logic models, evidence lists, and sets of performance indicators, and downloadable templates you can use if you want to. How do I create my own framework? So, you've realized creating your own framework is a good idea. Then let's get started. We recommend you create your outcomes framework in five stages. Stage 1, decide your overall approach. Stage 2, create an outcomes triangle and logic model. Stage 3, review the evidence. Stage 4, select your performance indicators. Stage 5, finalize and use your framework, and review it as required to ensure it still meets your needs. Step-by-step guides to each of these stages, along with downloadable templates, are available to support you on the website. Once you have finalized your framework, check for consistency. Develop and implement a plan for communicating your framework. Think back to why you wanted to create your framework. Decide who you want to share it with internally within your own department and among officers and councillors or board members, and externally. Encourage others to develop an outcomes framework. Review your framework at least once a year to ensure it is still relevant and focused on the right priorities. What do I do next? You'll get the most out of your outcomes framework if you're really clear about why you're creating it, what you need it to do, and how you plan to develop it. So start by reminding yourself how developing your own outcomes framework will help you. Showing how your service is making a difference, why it should get public money, why you're a useful partner to work with and helping to influence the commissioning process. Then familiarize yourself with the website so you're ready to get going. We hope this video will encourage you to develop your own framework. Don't forget, there's more detailed information and guidance on our website. We'd love you to share this video with others because it may help them too. Finally, good luck with your framework. We hope it proves a valuable tool in demonstrating the positive contribution culture and sport make, however you use it. So what are you waiting for?